بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We have just heard the beautiful ashar of our elder Sheikh Al-Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, and the depth and the pain and the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala we can hear in the beautiful words that has chosen. And Hazrat used to say that these words are actually born from my heart. These are like my children. The pain and the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala grant us the deep love because of which the heart begins to pain for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And for this reason we have come, you my dear brothers, to come with open hearts. That we come fida and we give our life to fulfill every command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to come and learn the lessons of muhabbat and love from the feet of our beloved Shaykh. May Allah ta'ala increase his rizq, make him the Tajul Awliya. So we have come with open hearts. Allah ta'ala give us this. And end of the day we have come to prepare for maut before maut. We are hearing every day how many brothers are leaving the world. And the first question in the qabr also be Mar Rabbuk, about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. To be able to reply about who our Rabb is, you have to know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You have to know who Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. How we learn from Hazrat Wala. That we learn about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The power of Allah. The love of Allah. How to make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. To thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Hazrat explains to us in different ways. The shauq, the love of Allah, the shauq for the asal watan, desire for jannat. Now more than ever, we should be reading about jannat, description of jannat, Hazrat bayans on jannat, for the shauq and desire increase in the heart. The mother has become so despondent now. Back home in Kizay then, every day about 15-20 janazas. But when it comes to us as mu'mineen and muslimin, as it says, we are Muslims outwardly, but inside as yet hasn't accepted Islam. We don't think like Muslims. We're still afraid of maut. As you know, maut is a ni'mat in a arm from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to the believer. Like once we mentioned before, we told Hazrat Wala, Hazrat, may Allah ta'ala give you a long life. Allah ta'ala keep your saya upon us for a long time. Hazrat says that Umm al-Yusuf is making dua that Allah ta'ala keep this prisoner in prison for a longer time. I'm a prisoner in this world. You have to reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How do Allah Wala understand life? That we are prisoners in this world. You have to reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So maut is a ni'mat, is a gift from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But because many concepts in deen we have understood from going to school, from what we learned, from other religions, from our society, communities, we have learned the concepts of deen from them, we haven't taken it directly from Quran, Hadith, and how ulama have explained to us what the concepts of life are. So we're taking it from society. And we say that this is deen, this is a correct thing. But how they have understood it, and how they implement it, how they apply it, is very different. When it comes to maut in the life of a believer, we say we don't fear maut. We fear how we're going to leave this world. We fear how we're going to leave this world. Because we have to leave. But Ya Allah, how am I going to leave that last moment of my life? What will be my condition? Ya Allah, you may karam upon me. In the Ash'ar, is explaining that the entire exercise of coming to the Khanqa, sitting by the Shaykh, is to understand, I have to make tayari, that my maut is a shandar maut. That I have a beautiful maut. How you have ulama ikram in the recent past, one Ismail Saraji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Now they compile a list of ulama ikram who have passed away in Salah, and his name came on that list also. Among those who have passed away in Salah. One Qasim Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, just before the khutbah of Jumu'ah, if not mistaken, they are also in the masjid. The house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So maybe we all have to go, but we all have said, now how are we going to leave this worldly life? What do we have prepared for this? For this we have come now to prepare our hearts to meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sahaba ikram also had it, understand the concept of maut from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. What was maut to them? That how they had the shauq and desire to meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When they heard about jannat, the pleasures of jannat, and yet they had fear of nifaq and hypocrisy. Allah forgive me, we don't even fear that. We feel now, Hazrat Abu Dawud Shaykh Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, that we want to become advanced jannatis. I'm already in jannat. When you study in madrasa, Hazrat explained to us so beautifully, he says, you have come to study ilm. By studying ilm and becoming ulama ikram, Allah wa Allah doesn't make you advanced jannati. You still have to traverse the journey and the road to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You have to pass all the obstacles and the hurdles. And by holding the hand of the Shaykh and the fadl of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to pass all these hurdles, inshallah, you will reach safely your destination. Hazrat just give a beautiful example. He said, we can teach you in madrasa the route from Azazel to Devon. All the theory we can teach you, how many traffic lights, how many toll roads, how much you have to pay, where the speed cameras are. So you write the examination, you get 100%, but you are still sitting in Azazel. You haven't reached Durban yet. You still have to go to the journey. So it should not be that now I feel already, I know the way to Jannah, I'm already in Jannah. May Jannah be ban gaya ho. But we have to make that effort to get that love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So the question will be asked, my Rabbuk, that the heart will speak. I learned this from my Shaykh, what is the love of Allah? From his heart to my heart. Sahaba radiallahu anhum was short in desire. They also had families, they had children, they had love for them also. He would speak about between one another that if I pass away, will you marry again? Abu Salama radiallahu anhu, Umm Salama, madly in love also. So they would say also these things. Like how in our families should we say these things? For the children also they have muhabbat and love. But we see in the path of Allah when they went, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as Hakim Sahib used to teach us rahmatullah alayhi, the Sahaba ikram wanted to show Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, how much we love you. So Allah Ta'ala says, ilmi azim, as it says, Allah Ta'ala gave me ilmi azim. That if you take all the things of the world and turn them into pens, the ocean times seven, turn them into ink, take the skies and the earth, turn it into paper, and write the muhabbat of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the majesty of Allah, all this will come to an end, it will perish. Sahaba ikram, but we still want to show Allah tabarak wa ta'ala what our love, commitment and loyalty is, wafadari. So he says, the only way to write the love of Allah is with our blood. And that you have to write it. The people of Ummah will write it to Qiyamah and they will read how much love we have for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is why they mean in the path of Allah, they knew there's no wapsi, there's no coming back. But then they have commitments, they have families. So what's the concept of mort in the life of a believer? That yes, yaqeen has to meet Allah. I want to meet Allah in the condition Allah is smiling at me and I am smiling at Allah. May Allah make it a reality for us. When they went to Muta Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abdullah bin Rawaha, Sir Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the battlefield, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and other expeditions would appoint shu'ara and poets. Like Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has given us a beautiful poetry to understand the love of Allah. Sahaba ikram also understood it. That in the battlefield, they were appointed poets that would go on a horseback and they would ride between the sufuf and the rows of the mujahideen and sing ash'ar and poetry to them. The Jannat is in front of you. The damsels of Jannat, the rivers of Jannat is just under the sword. It's right in front of you. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, O Nabi of Allah, in qutiltu fa'ina ana. O Nabi of Allah, if I give my life now in the path of Allah, what will be my final destination? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned only two words. Maybe it's the skill and maybe falling in love with Allah in two words. So in fil Jannah. Your final destination will be Jannah. روايته فألقى ثمرات كنا في يده ثم قاتل حتى قتل. On two words he has cajoled in his hand, he threw it away, even in the path of Allah, never to return. So such a reality in the heart that you want that Jannat, as it explains to us, what the fruits of Jannat, the pleasures of Jannat. You want your water sports, you want to have your own yacht, you want to go fishing, all the passions you have are sports, Allah will give you in Jannat. Hazrat says that, understand Jannat is so close. Temptation is there, Allah give me the understanding. Temptation is there, tell yourself that Yusuf, Jannat is just 2 minutes away. Just zara sabar kar, make little bit sabar and you'll get there. Little bit sabar, don't break the command of Allah and you'll get there soon. Just little bit sabar to make his worldly life. So then the battlefield also, the shuara will sing to them, those poets, and they will get that spur of, Ya Allah, we want to meet you. Battle of Mut Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, the Ja'far just came back from his hijrat, and now back in the path of Allah. This was the love of Allah that was pumping their hearts and the reality of most. But then they had a little bit of hesitation, shall we go now, don't go now. And then he felt his nafs, that how dare you, that you don't need to go and give my life in the path of Allah, but you have a wife behind, you have children behind. Then he addresses his nafs. When عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. The person who recognizes his nafs, that I have the nafs ammara bisu, that evil nafs within me, now he will recognize his Rabb. He knew that nafs now is holding it back. So what he said to his nafs, oh my nafs, listen carefully, I have given my wife 3 talaq. Talaq is valid. There is no wife to go back to. All my properties I have made it waqf in the path of Allah, sadqa. Given away. Nothing to go back to. He says, now will you hold me back? And then he gave his life in the path of Allah. So Ja'far ibn Talib gave his life in the path of Allah. In the love of Allah.
And then both their hands cut off. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that now Ja'far is flying in Jannat. Allah has given him two wings to fly. Ja'far al-Tayyar. So Allah gives us that jazza, my dear brothers, to once again revive in the ummah the love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as Hazrat is teaching us, give the ummah hope again that our final destination is Jannat. This is only one station we are going through. But the entire journey ahead depends on what we are going to do over here. We fear not moth, we fear how we are going to live, how we are going to face moth. May Allah may karam upon us the sadqa and tufal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the final moment, Allah may fazal upon us. As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu living the world, what dua he made? Allahu Akbar. Final dua. He said, Tawaffani muslima wal shaqini bis salihin. What a sahabi. Take the entire ummah's iman, put in one scale, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, and put the iman of Abu Bakr on one side of the scale, he'll outweigh the entire ummah. And his dua, final dua is, O Allah, give me maut in the condition I'm a Muslim. And Allah, join me with the pious in Jannat. The salihin. Final moments, he's making dua like this. May Allah give us also a shandar maut in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in the condition Allah ta'ala is happy with us. Allah may fazal upon us. Allah ta'ala keep us like this in this worldly life, in his majalis, and in Jannat also, inshallah. Akhir da'wah, alhamdulillah.